Welcome to Night Crossings Jam. I'm Michael Abels. With me is Bruce Huss, a singer, songwriter, and guitarist based in Wichita. He's dropped by our studio to perform for us and tell us about his music. Bruce is a winner of the Singer-Songwriter Award at the Walnut Valley Music Festival and an award winner at the Prairie Fest Music Festival. You might be familiar with him not only because of his music, but also because for many years he was a reporter and photographer for Wichita's KSNW-TV and the host of a special segment called Huss & Company. He's also an avid windsurfer. And just before we opened the mic, he was telling me about the difficulties of holding onto a surfboard in high winds and then performing guitar the next day.
No, it's hard on the little bones in your fingers. They're all stretched out, I think.
Well, thanks for joining us, Bruce. Bruce, when chatting with you, I could tell you're an outdoors person, and I know that you perform at all sorts of venues across the state, including a lot of outdoor performances. I think everyone here has seen your CD. They talk about the cover of your first album, View from the Top, with you reclining on top of a massive mountain. Where was that taken, by the way?
That's actually atop of Mount Toll, which is a front range in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. You look so comfortable there.
Yeah, I shouldn't have been there, actually. I didn't know any better. It was too much snow. Going down was a little scary, actually, but I did that solo. I don't know what came into my mind during that one, but I was out there having a good time and just went for it.
Well, you have two CDs, View from the Top and Patience, and you're going to perform a couple of selections or several selections from each of those CDs. Tell us what you have set to perform first, and if you don't mind, perhaps give us an idea of the inspiration behind the works you will perform.
Well, I'm going to start off with the title cut off of Patience, and actually that came from this guitar, which I purchased from a guy by the name of Steve Patience, and when I got this guitar, within 24 hours, this song just kind of jumped out of it. I always say a new instrument sometimes comes with a few songs already in it. And this one was just sitting there waiting to be plucked out. So Patience came right out of this.
Well, what type of guitar is that, by the way?
This is basically set up for fingerstyle, a little wider fingerboard. And guitar players will know that you need a little more room on those. And both a little bit lighter because you're not strumming, so you got less force. And you want it to vibrate easily with just your fingertips playing. Mm-hmm. It's a walnut, black walnut, gorgeous figured walnut with a koa binding and Sitka spruce top. I'm just really tickled with it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, this is Patience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I guess I'm not familiar with some guitar technique, but I noticed that you rest your left hand for while you're playing, and it seems very relaxed because you're just letting your right hand take over.
Well, I have learned that if you play 4 hours at a restaurant or something, if you don't keep your hands relaxed, they start cramping up after about 3 hours. Tough lesson to be learned. Been there.
Well, tell us a little bit about the next selection here. Jocelyn's Wedding. Is that in reference to something special in your life or
definitely
special person?
Definitely written for a wedding. I've got several songs I wrote for weddings because I'm cheap. You can buy less of a wedding present if you write them a nice song. This is a real good friend's oldest very daughter, great. And I wrote them. Actually, it's a good excuse to sit down and write something nice for somebody you care about. And I've done that several times. And this is for Jocelyn's Wedding.
With Jocelyn's Wedding, one of the selections he brought to us today during Night Crossings Jams. As mentioned, you perform all over the state in all sorts of outdoor venues included. Has that ever posed any problems?
It did during the Wichita River Festival. I was playing in a tent, and we had 40-mile-hour gusts, and the tent was lifting off the ground, including the 55-gallon barrels of sand that were tied to the corners. I reached over to turn down my volume, and it was sitting on top of one of those barrels, and it was raising off the ground. And I quit right after that. I was a little scared. They had some major damage to some of their things in that tent that day, but it was scary.
Wow. Do you have some more from your album View from the Top that you can play for us, or perhaps Patience?
I'll play a song called Mahogany off of the... I believe it's off of View from the Top. I can't remember which one it's off of. It's actually written on the other guitar I have with me, but I have it in a different tuning for a different song later, so I hope this guitar doesn't get upset that I play the wrong song on the wrong guitar.
Do you have a name for your guitar, by the way?
I call this one Wally. It's made out of walnut. I call it Wally.
And your other guitar?
It's all in mahogany, so it's darker, and I call it chocolate.
Well, let's hear from
Wally. I didn't expect that question today. I don't think I've ever told anyone. But they know who they are. This is Mahogany. Mahogany. Oh, you're so kind. Thank you.
Well, anyone who listens to your music, your CDs, can tell that you're very comfortable in different genres, pop rock, folk, classical, new age. What kind of preparation, what kind of training have you undergone to become such an artist, so versatile?
Started off with piano lessons as a kid. Didn't really take, but at least I learned to read music, which really did help later on for some things. Played in a little folk duo way back. I won't tell you how long ago. Mm-hmm. Rock bands through high school. Paid part of my way through college. That faded after I got a real job, went into the real world, worked in television, I say. And didn't really play much for almost 20 years. But I had this love for acoustic guitar, even after my rock days, that I just couldn't get away from. Didn't play at all, like I say, for 20 years. And just all of a sudden got the bug. I went to Winfield and heard a couple of people that just really inspired me and said, well, I got to get back into this. And just hopped in and said, well, now that I'm playing, I might as well perform. And just said, what the heck? And now I'm just having a blast. I'm just enjoying it. And since I've had some really nice things happen to me through the internet and doing really well, so I'm happy.
Outstanding. What about networking? Do you find other Kansas artists that appreciate your music or are interested in performing with you?
I've been a solo act now for so long. I don't know how to play with anybody anymore. I really have a hole in that part of my repertoire. But I keep having people help me get gigs all over the state. I met a bunch of them up at Concordia, a thing called the Sampler Festival, which is all the towns in Kansas get together and show off what they do. Yeah. So I got to meet people who do all the festivals, which is a great contact for me. And that kind of networking is just unbelievable.
Guitarist, singer, songwriter Bruce Huss here at the Radio Kansas Studios performing some works off of his CDs, a couple of CDs. And we are going to hear a little bit more music here, I hope, in a few moments. Perhaps another selection that you might be able to bring out Chocolate to perform.
I will do that, but maybe. But first, we'll play one that I played for the most recent wedding. This is not a CD anywhere, so you're hearing this for the first time, actually. It's called Horizon.
Outstanding.
Wrote it for a relative, and I figured the couple doesn't know what's over the horizon, so that's kind of why I called it. I think it's in tune. Thank you.
guitarist, songwriter, Bruce Huss has joined us in the Radio Kansas studio. He has a couple of guitars here, one tuned for the work that we just heard, and he's bringing out another guitar, one made of mahogany, that he has named Chocolate. I think that's a very nice name. We're going to hear a selection performed on that guitar. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the work.
This is called Stella's Cabin. It's, I ran into a gal out in Colorado one time, a very old woman, and somehow we hit it off, and I ended up being able to use her cabin, no running water, no nothing, but it was just a beautiful location to hop off for climbs and for mountain bike rides and things. And I stayed there for years, and she finally died, and when I realized that that cabin and my memory of her were gone, I just sat down one day and wrote this from 1 5-minute stretch, pretty much. Just came right out. It's nice when songs do that, but it was kind of a sad feeling. But it sounds more classical than mountain music. I don't know where it came from. Oh, boy. That's not on this guitar. But I've set it up.
All right.
I got my songs confused.
Well, we move back to Wally, the guitar, as he sets up the piece. And thanks for joining us tonight for Night Crossings Jam. And we're with Bruce Huss, a guitar, singer, songwriter, who has dropped by your studio here, and he's performing some of our works off, some works off of his two CDs we have in the Night Crossings library. And right now we're going to hear Stella's Cabin, performed on a very nice guitar. You call it a Wally, but...
I'm never going to live this down.
I know, you're never going to live it down. You let us in on a secret right. That we're not going to let you get away with anymore.
Hi-ho, Wally, let's play Stella here.
Said 5 minutes to compose the piece
that
of music.
That was quick. That was real quick. You like songs that just come out. Sometimes you have to work at them, but I think they just kind of drop out of the sky at you sometimes. I don't know what that is. I can't sit down and just write something because I want to. It has to just kind of happen.
So there's a story behind every song you have?
Pretty much. There's usually some emotion or something that happened. I don't just say, I need another song. So.
Well, with us is Bruce Huss. He's a guitar, singer, songwriter based out of Wichita. And he's been performing works from his CD, Patience, and View from the Top. And you have a couple of selections that you might offer as well that folks have never heard before here on Night Crossings. But first, let's hear something else from one of your albums.
Well, we'll get the chocolate involved here.
Chocolate the guitar, yes.
This is called Puppy Love. This is a...
Why not set that up for us a bit here? Why do you...
It's a mixed emotions song. Had a dog for like 15 years, and when he finally passed away, I ended up with a puppy finally, and I sat down, and I was terribly in love with this new puppy. I'm a dog person through and through. And I had these mixed emotions. I hurt so bad, but yet I love this new puppy at the same time, and I just said, I should use this. This is really a strange feeling. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote this. You're so kind. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Puppy Love by Bruce Huss.
I like that one.
You are a singer and songwriter. Are all the works on your albums written by you?
Yeah. It's just easier than messing with trying to get rights to everything. I don't have to worry about it. I just sell them because they're all my songs.
You perform a number of instruments as well. Give us an idea of how many instruments can you perform?
Well, it's mostly computer-generated things because I do video production and I do, I guess you'd say, background music for a lot of videos that I do. So I produce that kind of music a lot so I can add and sweeten my CDs with that type of work.
I see. Well, what do you have for us next?
I'll play A View from the Top, which is the title cut off my first album. You're so kind. Thank you so much.
You can you have here a selection called "Over the Rainbow" that you mentioned as while we were chatting earlier, and I'm kind of curious about the performance. So let's hear it.
Oh, "Over the Rainbow."
Sure,
okay.
I'd like to hear it.
Okay, let's hear that.
Something for our Kansas listeners here.
Oh yes, brand new from 1938, I believe.
Bruce Huss, singer singer-songwriter, a guitarist out of Wichita. Thank you again for joining us here in our studios here at Radio Kansas for Night Crossings Jam.